T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A Trump tweet is all the buzz this morning. Let's find out more about it. Live to the White House and correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, how do you pronounce? Is it Covfefe?
As one of my colleagues said this morning, the beauty of it is you're not going to be wrong, no matter how you pronounce it, because there's no such word. So whatever you want to say, go ahead.
Yeah, tell us, our listeners, about it and how all of this became such a huge thing.
President tweeted at 12:06 a.m. An unfinished thought that around 6 a.m. was deleted, and the president indicating maybe he's in on the joke a bit, tweeting about an hour ago, "Who can figure out the true meaning of Covfefe, whatever we want to call it?" And he said, "Enjoy." A White House official tells us they have no idea what happened.
All right. Well, it looked like it was going to be the beginning of a tweet, another one about negative press coverage. And that was a different topic of discussion at the press briefing yesterday, right?
It was. And, you know, the president has gone after reporters for anonymous sources for some time. But it was interesting that yesterday the president himself was tweeting a piece from Fox News that seemed to absolve Jared Kushner a bit from the Russia probe, saying that he wanted to talk to the Russians about Syria. Now, interestingly, the source in the piece was an anonymous source. There was no byline on the piece either. So the press secretary taking some tough questions on, you know, the president goes after journalists on this, and there he is tweeting something that doesn't have a named source, but no answer from the White House.
All right. And Karen, now the president today, what's on his agenda?
The president is welcoming the prime minister of Vietnam to the White House this afternoon for a meeting in the Oval Office and then a larger meeting with both of their teams. Interestingly, today, Sean Spicer will hold an off-camera press briefing, but the secretary of Veterans Affairs will take questions on camera. This could be the beginning of what we've been hearing as a shift in communication strategy. Less time with the press folks, more time with policy officials. We'll see how this goes today.
Has that been done in the past at all? We're kind of getting used to these daily press briefings with Sean Spicer, but have administrations in the past said, you know, maybe a daily thing isn't the best idea for us right now?
No, we've always had something. It doesn't have to always be on camera, but the tradition in the Obama, Bush, and Clinton years was certainly to do the daily briefing with the press secretary.
The president is giving his private cell phone number out to world leaders. Is this unprecedented?
Yes, it certainly is. And of course, it's raising concerns about security issues, about whether or not the president should have those conversations on a line like that. You know, world leader calls are very meticulously planned. Time, place, topic, talking points, etc., for very good reasons, obviously. So it's kind of remarkable that the president's basically saying, like, hey, call me whenever you want, and giving out that number.
All right. Karen Travers, live from the White House, joins us every morning at 7 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.